Now, you remember being a child and being afraid of the dark? You remember being afraid that there was a monster hiding under your bed or in your closet or behind your curtains? You remember what that felt like? And being in some places that you weren't familiar with, but it was completely dark? And one time, my husband, my son, and I were in Rome, and we had been riding the trains to get around everywhere we needed to go. And here we were in Rome, and we went to the subway. We were right in front of the subway, but it took us half a dozen times before we all three actually got on it. And when we did, it was so packed with people. I mean, there was no extra room. We were skin to skin against strangers we didn't even know. And then the recording kept coming on saying, "Beware of pickpocketers." That was really frightening for us, so much so that we decided on the way back we were not getting on the subway. Instead, we would walk the entire way from the middle of Rome to the train station. Now, if that light was on in your bedroom when you were a small child, you wouldn't be nearly as afraid, would you? Because things would be exposed to the light. On that subway, we wouldn't have been as afraid as we were had that subway not been as packed. Stay with me as we talk about the power, and that is the power within us, how it will expose those things that shouldn't be. We are in day 33 of our 40 days of thinking like Jesus, 40 days to creating a miracle mindset. And today's topic is the power will expose sin. In John chapter 15, verse 24, it says, "If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and also hated both me and my Father." Chad Gonzalez goes on to say in his book, "The works Jesus refers to are the miracles of which he did. Jesus wasn't talking about taking care of the poor. Jesus was talking about the power of God being manifested." Notice Jesus said, "If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin." The power of God on display will expose sin and people's need for a Savior. It is what the light does. When the lights are turned on, it exposes what has been under the darkness, the things that were meant to take place for evil. Jesus understood that not only were the miracles necessary to set people free as well as prove his union with God, the miracles were also necessary to expose the darkness. If there were ever a time in which sin needed to be exposed, it's today, in the world and in the church. If there ever was a time in which the church needed a great awakening, it is today. The modern church needs a big slap in the face to wake up to who we are in Christ, repent of that lackness and of unrighteousness we have allowed in our churches and manifest the miraculous power of God. You know, I made this post the other day. It says that the church cannot be the salt of the earth if it keeps sugarcoating the gospel. Wow. The church cannot be the salt of the earth if it keeps sugarcoating the gospel. You see, Jesus understood this, and we must too. He was adamant about manifesting the power of God because he knew the world needed it. And the religious people, they needed it. Why? When the power is manifest, it gives people an opportunity to see the Father. It doesn't mean everyone will believe because not everyone will. If they all didn't believe Jesus, they won't all believe us. However, everyone must be given the opportunity to make a choice. Remember that. And that means we have to flip the switch and manifest heaven on earth. We are the ones that are here. We are to do that. We have to flip the switch, turn on the light, and get us out of this darkness so that these things are exposed, so that people know how to live and what to do and who to live for and what makes all the difference in the whole world. Our confession for today is the world and the church need to see the miraculous, and because of my union with God, they will see it through me. I will do my part in awakening the church and opening the eyes and the hearts of this world. You got to do your part too. Scripture reading for today comes from John chapter 10, verses 30 through 39. But I'm going to start at verse 25. It says, Jesus answered, I told you, but you don't believe. Everything I have done has been authorized by my Father, actions that speak louder than words. You don't believe me because you are not my sheep. My sheep recognize my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them real and eternal life. They are protected from the destroyer for good. No one can steal them from out of my hand. The Father who put them under my care is so much greater than the destroyer and the thief. No one could ever get them away from him. I and the Father are one, heart and mind. Again, the Jews picked up rocks to throw at him. Jesus said, I have made a present to you from the Father of a great many good actions. For which of these acts do you stone me? The Jews said, We are not stoning you for anything good you did, but for what you said, this blasphemy of calling yourself God. Jesus said, I'm only quoting your inspired scriptures where God said, I tell you, you are gods. If God called your ancestors gods and scriptures doesn't lie, why do you yell blasphemer, blasphemer at the unique one, the Father, consecrated and sent into this world? Just because I said I am the Son of God? If I don't do the things my Father does well and good, don't believe me. But if I'm doing them, put aside for a moment what you hear me say about myself and just take the evidence of the actions that are right before your eyes. Then perhaps things will come together for you and you'll see that not only are we doing the same thing, we are the same, Father and Son. He is in me and I in him. They tried again, yet again to arrest him, but he slipped through their fingers. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized and stayed there. A lot of people followed him over. I truly love the fact in these scriptures where it talks about how God really has our back, that he's holding us so close and he's not letting us go. Think and pray on those things this evening, and tomorrow we'll be back on day 34, and it's entitled The Realities of God, and our scripture comes from John chapter 16, verse 13, if you want to go ahead and read that ahead of time. We will see you tomorrow, and I just pray for you today. I pray that you have a great day. I pray that God reveals himself to you, and that you wait upon him, and you listen, that you listen for his voice, because he says, my sheep know me by my voice.